Benoni, see you on the radio, don't be late.
Medford 91.5 FM. It is time travel. I am Derek Gary. I'll be your Chris Earl for today. 617-627-3800 is the telephone number. If you would like to call in and request something or talk about what we're playing on the air, 617-627-3800. It is springtime. And springtime means love. Love is in the air every year at this time. So whether you are in love or just thinking about it, maybe you have a need to pitch some woo. You're going to like today's show because we are going to listen to five decades of love songs. None of that really treacly, nasty, sugary, sweet, poppy stuff. Really good love songs, classic love songs that have stood the test of time, even if the test of time is just the last 3 years. We're going to be going through it decade by decade, and we're going to hear the evolution of the love song, as well as songs that you may be inclined to play to someone that you are romantically attracted to. No songs about booty calls or getting busy. We could do an entire 2 hours just on that, and let me tell you, it sounds pretty much the same in 2016 as it did in 1966. For my money, what we're going to start out with on this show is some of the best. If you want to declare your undying love for somebody, you really want to start with these classics from the 1960s.
love them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. For people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
The look of love.
WMFO Medford. That was the 1960s, the second half of the 1960s. As we celebrate the greatest love songs, some of the greatest love songs of all time. Short to the point back then, we heard Huey Lewis in the News at the start of the show. The Four Tops, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, I Can't Help Myself, which is a great song if you are just first in love with somebody. The Beatles, In My Life, is a song about a long-standing relationship that has survived the test of time. The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. A lot of folks know that from the opening of Love Actually, where that appears. And Dusty Springfield is getting a little bit more intimate, shall we say, than the other singers with The Look of Love. And interestingly, Dusty, that song came out around about 1968 and more or less tells us where we're going with love songs, because the best love songs of the 1960s all tend to be ballads or ballad-y. There are songs about, I'm excited, I'm in love, you're the greatest, you know, you're my entire world. And then Dusty Springfield comes along and the late 60s come along and suddenly it's like, well, you know what, we're not just singing about romantic love, we're singing about love. All those things that go along with it. And in the 1970s, we really start heading down that road. As we will hear in this next group of songs, including a couple. One of them is actually a James Bond theme. And another one was sung by somebody who did a James Bond theme. Always a good source of romantic inspiration. This is WMFO Medford. This is Time Travel. I am your Chris Earl for today. Derek Gary, be with you until 7 o'clock.
To hide from you. Would the owner of the blue box in private gallery 15 please report to the steward's office immediately?
Because the night belongs to life. Because husband, please do not swear.
Sit on down. House. All the family's here, and everybody's cooked the dish. The table is set. A huge ham. Cousin Scooter's candied yams. Shirley's hot turnip greens. Pop's potato salad. Junior's cornbread. And Aunt Rose's sweet potato pie. You can almost taste it. And almost is going to have to do, because your jaw is wired shut. All because you didn't think you needed a seatbelt just to go down the street. If you'd only known that almost 1 million African Americans were injured in car crashes last year, you would have been wearing your seatbelt and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you wouldn't still have that bad aftertaste in your mouth from that windshield. So, buckle up. Because you never know.
This message has been brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is time travel. My name is Derek Gary. I'll be your Chris Earl for today. 617-627-3800. We are welcoming spring, the season of love, with five decades of the best love songs ever recorded. Two of those in that last set had something in common. And I actually snuck in an extra one for the 1970s. Because if you give me an excuse to play Earth, Wind, and Fire September, I will take it 100% of the time. One of my very favorite songs of all time. But before that, we heard Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen and Because the Night, performed by the Patti Smith Group, but also co-written by Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith co-wrote Because the Night. Her version has slightly different lyrics than the one that he does live, and it is one of the great love songs of the 1970s. Before that, another one of my all-time favorites, Al Green, L-O-V-E, Love. If that doesn't make you happy and make you want to fall in love with somebody, I don't know what will. Paul McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed, and Carly Simon picking up on that sort of Dusty Springfield sexy vibe with Nobody Does It Better. That's the theme from The Spy Who Loved Me. And yeah, we know what he's doing better than anybody else, at least in Carly's mind. So the 1960s, those love songs are all sort of, you know, other than Dusty, who comes in at the end, they're all about this sort of general great love is wonderful, you know, let's go live happily ever after. The 1970s, when we start getting into stuff like Because the Night and Born to Run, we're starting to talk about a slightly more desperate love, that it's like it's you and me against the world, and there's all of this horror and madness and desperation around us, but we can find something together that will insulate us and protect us from that, or at the very least, have some pretty memorable nights together. Paul McCartney isn't necessarily on that same vibe, but that's also a song from earlier in the 1970s. And by the way, if you were ever going to make a list of Beatles, ex-Beatle songs that should have been on Beatle albums, that is one of them. Maybe I'm Amazed is every bit as good as anything he ever did for the Beatles, along with George Harrison's entire All Things Must Pass album. But those are actually Beatles songs. We're moving ahead into the 1980s, and this is the decade where things start to get a little bit weird. These are songs, you know, I'm looking at what I've got here. Yeah, they're songs about love. There's actually a really, really beautiful, honest, heartfelt one here. But this first one, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's about love, but the sound of the 1980s and so much of what came out of the 1980s was this electro synth pop, and there just isn't anything really romantic about it. A few artists managed to rise above that and create something memorable, something that really does speak to the heart. So, you know, we're skipping over a lot of stuff like Joy Division, not to mention boy bands and anything really cheap and poppy and silly. So let's travel ahead in time to the 1980s here on WMFO Medford.
what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart.
I'm the doctor and I will be your victim this evening.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love. That we can say so much without words. Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less.
night, every day. I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love.
Personal favorite love song from the 1980s in there. That was Madness. Here on WMFO Medford, I jump in only because the FCC likes it when we say that, time travelers. We also heard NXS, Never Tear Us Apart. If you grew up in the 1980s or the early 1990s and you were a teenager or a college student, at some point in time, that was your song. And you know this. That was your song somewhere between the year 1987 and the year 1995 before I think that one finally burned out. That was your song. The other song that was probably your song was With or Without You by U2. Yes, if you were dating in the 80s, it was one of those two. We also heard Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels. Love, love, love that song. One of their few just sort of, they wrote a lot of songs about love that weren't necessarily about love with a specific person. That one's maybe a little bit stalkery, but not too sterile, not too cold as so much 1980s music can be. This next one, if you're in your car, just crank up the volume, start screaming it. You know you want to. This is without question one of the all-time great love songs ever recorded. You still hear it on the radio and karaoke and jukeboxes all the time today. There's a reason. It's fantastic. This is WMFO Medford.
Now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit angry
thing I can do. A total eclipse.